I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chipper here. He's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Glad to chat with you as always, my friend. What part of yesterday's offensive ineptitude bothered you most?
The fourth and one call.
Yep.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And I think even as listening to O'Connell, I was driving out to an interview and I heard his press conference today, and I think he's had some regret over that call. It's like, I know they weren't running the ball effectively, but asking Max Brosmer to make a play there on fourth and one, and first start everything, you know, going into that, it was just absurd. I don't understand that play call, and I think O'Connell wishes he had it back. But that play bothered me the most.
I'm with you 100%. I said earlier it was indefensible, really, by both. And more on O'Connell for quitting the kid in the position, but also you can't. I mean,
can't do it.
I know it's his first game, but this isn't his first rodeo. Let's go with that. You can't just fling the ball up in the air. I don't know. Was he playing high lie there? I don't know what was going on. And we're going to get into this next segment because I want to talk a little Lane Kiffin, you know, and Kiffin, and if you do the same thing over and over again, you know, people aren't going to give you much latitude. Well, if KOC continues to throw and throw and throw, even when he has inexperienced quarterbacks, and even until Aaron Jones was injured again, when he has two viable running backs and he keeps throwing, then he's going to be more prone to criticism. And I thought he was sensitive to it yesterday, so it's good to hear he was a little more open-minded to it, because you nailed it. You just can't do that. Put Mason in the backfield, hand on the ball. If you don't get it, they're at what, the 5-yard line, 95 yards to go, and your defense is playing great football.
I would have taken, honestly, I know when you're at that close to the goal line, you hate kicking field goals. But as bad as their offense has been, I think they need any sign of life, any sign of positivity. I probably would have kicked the field goal and just said, we may have to win this thing 9-6 today, you know. But I was listening to his press conference today, and he acknowledged the fact that he can't call games the way he wants to.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work with where they're at, with both the inexperienced quarterback, probably the injuries along the offensive line. We know he loves to push the ball downfield, and it didn't matter which quarterback's in there for him. That's who he is. But I don't know how much evidence you need to know that's not going to work, and you have to adjust and alter the way you call games. And so we'll see if that, you know, really happens going forward. But they're absolutely broken right now in offense. I mean, the last 2 weeks
yes.
are as bad as it possibly can get. I mean, you keep saying it can't get worse. You know, this has to be rock bottom. When you don't score and this kind of turnovers, and you just look so – the last 2 weeks, Chad, it's looked hopeless. on
yes,
offense.
Yes, I agree.
I thought it affected the defense a little bit against Green Bay, not so much yesterday. I thought the defense really fought. But at some point, it demoralizes the whole team when you're playing like this at the quarterback position. It just does. It's human nature.
Well, on O'Connell saying that, I appreciate the transparency, but hello? I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know.
That's in the summer. You know that. And this is the debate we've had a little bit. I've had this more with Collar, and our mutual good friend Seifert wrote an excellent ESPN story about this, like, I don't know, was it a month ago or so, where this idea that O'Connell was banking on, if I give McCarthy and Brosmer to a lesser degree, if I give them the full KO experience, every complication, every permutation, every speck of my playbook, they might have to grind through it for a while, but in the end, when we get to December and it matters, it's going to work. I don't agree with that. You have a very good defense. You thought you had a very good offensive line. You added Mason. You told us, I get it, I'm going to run. I'm not suggesting you're going to like 1940s football, but make it more simple and add stuff that way as opposed to, here's the hose, I'm turning it on full, and I think you're going to feel like you're struggling for a while, but eventually you're going to figure it out. And that was a failure. That just didn't work at all.
Well, it was a total miscalculation, yeah. And I even go back to, was it the first series? Third, and I don't know what it was, short or medium, and it caused a long developing pass play.
Mm-hmm.
And Brosmer gets
yes.
back. And I was sitting there watching my son. I was like, why don't they throw a slant
yes.
to Jefferson?
Something right.
quicker.
Yes.
That's not this slow developing play that when you have two linemen out at the time, you know, they lost Kelly too along the way, but this mindset of, this system's going to work, and we can just plug anybody, no matter who the quarterback is, it's going to work, and O'Connell will work as magic. It's not that simple, and I think we all were fooled with this quarterback whisper, and he could just plug and play whoever it is in there. No, I think that's been disproven in tenfold at this point. You can't just assume every quarterback is going to be equipped to run the scheme, so... I don't know. I didn't get to hear the first one thing. I see what McCarthy's situation is with this concussion when he gets out of the protocol. I assume when he's out, you put him back in.
What, would you do that? Because it appears he's out. I would also.
What's that?
I would also.
If he clears the protocol, Brad, you got to put him back in there. I mean, yes, that was an unfortunate situation for Brosmer to have to go in. Maybe the best defense in the NFL on the, you know, one
yep.
of the toughest places to play. Two linemen out. Clearly not ideal, but I still go back to JJ at this point and just see if you can drip it down to the simplest form and try to get something positive going that way.
Well, let's, and Chip Scoggins is with us. He's on the road. We can still hear him crystal clear. Good to have Chip on. As always, so let's talk about your star wide receiver. And he doesn't talk yesterday. I get it. I get on guys, and I know you do too, if it's a regular situation like Anthony Edwards.
Yes.
Anthony Edwards, it's like 15 times a year now, and too many people just chuckle about it. No. You're one of the faces of the league. Show up every damn time, not just after a 30-point game when you're laughing and cracking jokes. Jefferson pretty much every time shows up, and so if it's the rare time, I'm not bothered by it. But I'll just use indefensible again, Chip. There's no justification of saying you're some offensive genius and you can't find a way to throw short routes to Justin Jefferson, flip him the ball in the backfield, run that screen they did when he was, you know, running in motion through the backfield. You have to get him the ball just on simple throws. It gives you a chance to win. It builds confidence for the quarterback. It builds rapport for them. And I'm sorry, if Zimmer was doing that, he would be getting crushed.
Well, sure. What was it, 4 targets yesterday, 2 catches?
Yeah.
2 yard, whatever it was.
Yep.
I agree. I mean, it's I understand that you want to get him down the field because that's what he's good at. That's where he's at his best, right? Getting open down the field. But if you're missing by a mile, or your line can't hold up, or your quarterback just can't process to get that, then you have to try something else. You have to try to quick screens, slants, something quick hitting. Like you said, the tunnel throws. I mean, something different outside of what your framework and what you normally like to run to get the ball in his hands. Because, for one, it's going to give him some energy. Look at Jefferson's body, and this is not a knock on him, but look at his body language the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
I mean, this is weighing on him how bad this is going, and the fact that he's just not a part of the offense, and there's nothing he can do about it because of the poor quarterback play. They've got to figure out a way to get the ball in his hands. I don't care if you line him up in the backfield.
Yeah.
Pitch it to him.
Exactly.
I'm with you.
Try
something.
Yeah.
You know? And Jefferson's not talking yesterday. I've never seen that happen.
Yep.
So you got to give him grace and leeway and say he's just beyond frustrated at this point. So, but I would figure out a way to put the ball in his hands this week. If you're not going to be able to throw the ball down the field to him, you got to find a different way to do it.
It's been a while since the two of us have talked about the draft, but you know, the last couple of years of Spielman, we talked about it constantly, and obviously with Kwesi, and he lands with, you know, Addison, and we still have no idea about the quarterback. And the quarterback right now, the reviews are D-minuses, but your guy Mark Craig always does an excellent job, points this out. The Vikings have four players on the roster who were drafted 3 to 5 years ago, one from the last year of Spielman, and then also the first few years of Kwesi. As an example, the Packers have 18 players and 12 starters from 21 to 23. The Lions have 13 players and 11 starters, and the Bears have 6 players and 5 starters. You can't miss draft after draft after draft, or you're chasing older free agents. And sometimes you get Grenard, Van Ginkle, and Cashman. And other times you get Hargrave and Allen. And then you're running back into the cap, right? You have 1 year when you have some freedom. And next year they're about $40 million over the cap, which is the third worst situation in the league. And they need a strong infusion of offensive talent next year.
Well, that's it. When you miss this many times on the draft, you can paper over it for a while in free agency, but it catches up to you. It absolutely catches, and it's caught up to him. And last year, Kwesi was darn near 1,000 batting average on his free agency. That's an anomaly. That's not going to happen year over year. And all of a sudden, you're left with an aging, expensive roster and no wave of young players coming from behind him. So they're going to have a real problem after this year getting this roster fixed, getting it where you have younger players on their first, maybe their second contracts coming along that are your core, that's your foundation of what you're building. What their foundation is now is free agent guys, older guys that are past, either at their prime or past their prime, that are expensive. And so this is where I think after season, the Wilfs are going to say, now, wait a second.
Yep.
We spent $300 million on this roster and on a plan that you sold us, and it obviously didn't materialize. What is going on with the draft, and why have we been so bad at drafting, and how are you going to fix it? I could see changes coming. I just could because
For sure. I think they're on
the draft.
I think they're inevitable. I mean, you can't go from 14 wins to the most money in the league to, let's say, 5 wins and just say, hey, status quo, let's try again.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and the drafting is a problem. I mean, it's just, I don't know how you fix it, because if you stick with this regime, you're trusting they're going to start drafting correctly.
You attempt to fix it by a new regime, I think, is the heavy, heavy likelihood. on the GM and personnel side, not on O'Connell. But O'Connell's obviously in a way different position now than he was a year ago. Let's come back. Let's talk Lane Kiffin. He's the biggest story in college football. It was very interesting to watch it play out. The Bloomington kid who Chip's covered many times before, and he was back in the news for everything good about him and everything bad about him. A little Lane Kiffin talk when we come back. You want me to talk Amber Scholl here?
That would be excellent.
It'd be great. The roads have not been good. The snow has been a factor. The icy roads. Although, did we really need the snow emergencies in Minneapolis and St. Paul today?
Yes.
We really did?
Absolutely.
You think we did?
I trust the authorities.
Okay. You always believe them. I trust Amber when I reach out to TeamScholl.com. And by the way, if I want to compare, I can compare, right? I have worked with this office, with American Family, for 35 years. But to say I've never looked around and compared prices, that is not correct. That's part of what I want you to do. If you're already with Amber Scholl, and I know we've had a lot of CCO listeners switch, thank you very much. American Family, TeamScholl.com. But let's say you're with a smaller company, a bigger company, you do a little bit of both. At minimum, reach out and check on your car insurance. Reach out on your home insurance. Maybe you have a cabin. Maybe you have something else, a snowmobile, you name it, where you need insurance. This is how Amber and the team at American Family can help you out. Do it today. TeamScholl.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're going on TV with the Carrie Lake-like glossing, just stop. I mean, what are you thinking? Honestly, just be you. Let's just try that. Lane Kiffin, the choice, what would you say, 98% of America wanted him to make was, I'm planting my flag here. Came here to Ole Miss 6 years ago. Look at what we have going. You took a chance on me, considering my past. You didn't have to. We're in the national championship tournament. and we might win this, and I'm staying here. In the end, he made the other decision. He made the decision where he has a better chance to win on a regular basis. I think anybody objectively would acknowledge that if you go to LSU with the incredible money, the incredible talent, the history, the commitment, that if you compare the two just on the years of comparison, there isn't one. The timing absolutely stinks. How these jobs pop up. You know this well. Saban made this point a couple weeks ago where if it's the NFL and it's assistant, either you got to wait until the Super Bowl's done or it's an off week. They don't have this. And, of course, the biggest thing that happens with Kiffin, as you well know, Chip, for writing about it many times, is the way he has departed these other jobs so he gets no leeway. How much, in your opinion, how much leeway should Kiffin get on how all of this played out?
Well, he can't help the college football calendar, which is it's set up for these kinds of messy divorces, because National Signing Day is Wednesday.
Right.
Schools want their coach in place so they can sign and get going on this, the transfer portal, as soon as possible. Well, we're not even into the conference championship games yet.
Right.
That's Saturday.
Yep.
And then you got the playoff.
Right. Weeks away.
The calendar just doesn't work for coaching changes. Now, where I think he was probably in fantasy land, where he thought the school should just let him keep coaching Ole Miss while he worked for another school and was putting together a recruiting class and doing all this and maybe going to, you know, well, not maybe take coaches with him, maybe take players with him.
Yeah.
That was full, you know, that was not going to happen. Nor, if I was Ole Miss, I wouldn't allow that to happen.
No chance.
You're either here or you're not. Right?
No way.
If you want to go somewhere else, you're going somewhere else.
Let alone a rival.
The same conference. So the fact that he was wanting to do both was ridiculous to me. That's where I think he, you know, if he tried to strong arm them or play himself off like, can you believe they're not letting me do this type thing? No. I mean, you're taking another job, then you got to go. So, but the calendar, he can't help the calendar, and it was bound to be messy. I've seen people say this is opening, a door for this, you know, to happen more and more. I don't know that it is. I mean, it's going to take, you know, how many coaches are in a situation where their team's in the playoffs and they're going for a job that's, quote unquote, a better job, or you're going to leave just to take another job. I don't think it's going to happen that often.
Or have that type of leverage that he has right now.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's kind of an outlier, but it clearly shows flaws in the sport,
mm-hmm.
and it shows just how schools don't care. Like, there's like the general assumption is like, okay, you're playing for a national title, good. We need to hire you. Come over here. We need a coach. You would never see this happen. I thought Rick Pitino made a good point. Like, imagine if that happened in basketball. I'm a number one seed, going to the tournament, and then I just leave and go take another job. You're not going to see that.
Well, no. It did, though. The whole Schembechler Michigan man, right? When Frieder's leaving to go to an institution that I know you believe is the finest academic institution in America, my school, and Frieder wanted to stay, and Bo said, "Nah,
nope,
we're gonna have a Michigan man." And guess what happened? Steve Fisher let him do a national championship, but that hasn't happened since, right?
Yeah, hasn't happened since. So I mean, I guess that's a good example, but I just think it's. I wonder if it will spark some conversation about changing the football calendar. I don't know what that would look like. Moving games up, moving portal days, moving National Signing Day, or do they not say we're not going to overreact because of this case and it's, this is going to be an outlier, they think. But I don't know that Lane, he probably already was a villain to a lot of people. I don't know that he helped his case Yeah.
He did not
come out looking good.
So let me ask you this. As somebody who has loved college football your entire life, he's 50. He's very good at what he does. Is he in that upper level? I don't know. We're probably about to find out. If you were advising him, and it's just for professional purposes, okay, do you stay at Ole Miss and say, look what I've done already in this portal era and with my skill set and the fact that seemingly he turns a quarterback into okay, into great every year, do you tell him stay there in Mississippi or do you go to a place where you can get as much talent as anybody in the country?
I don't know. Have you seen what he made at Ole Miss? I know he's making 13 at LSU, yeah. $13 million a year.
I thought I saw something like 7 to 8 or something like that. So
if you're telling me I'm making $5 million more a year, Chad, and you're going to a place with a lot more resources, a lot better chance, I'd probably go. Now the love will be like, hey, something else will come along. But how many times is the program of LSU stature going to come around? I don't know. But if you tell me I'm going to make a $5 million pay raise, even though, you know, rich, you know, the old Amish thing for happiness, it would be hard, I'd be honest.
It turns out he's going to boost it $4 million. That's what I'm seeing. So it was a little bit closer to 8.5 to 9. But, yeah, I get it because he created this situation, the tarmac, Tennessee, Saban firing him with the before the national championship game. But if I'm advising him and it's not his alma mater, and it's not, and he's probably going to want to coach 15 more years and says, where do I have the best chance to win and still create a hell of a legacy there? I go to LSU. I do.
Yeah, and I don't – with Lane, I don't think he really cares about a public opinion, to be honest with you.
Which I kind of like.
I got to know him a little bit. Yeah, I got to know him a little bit during the coaching search here when he was up for it with Brewster, to the point when he actually got hired by the Raiders. He let me call him that night, and the Los Angeles media were quoting me from
yeah.
I've always appreciated his willingness to not care.
Yeah,
what people and the tweet stuff and you know.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's tough. I would have a hard time turning this down too, Chad. If I'm being honest, I would.
I think the ghost of my father just visited you briefly there when you were talking about.
That was very Sid like.
That was very Sid like, and we both were chuckling about it because we both realized what was happening. Yeah. Right there.
Very Sid like.
All right, drive safe. Did you enjoy your green bean casserole last week?
I did. It was outstanding.
Oh.
Had a great Thanksgiving. So I was thinking about you two knuckleheads when I was eating my green bean casserole.
We're shaking our heads right now.
You guys, you're missing the boat, man.
All right, man. Talk to you soon.
See you, bro.
The green bean casserole defender, Chip Scoggins, right here on CCO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, shoe shopping isn't fun. Are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A quick review. We have two shows with three hosts who are on the record. They don't like dogs.
Correct.
Okay. Two of
Even
them.
Even though they own dogs.
Two of them, Adam and Jordana, they own dogs.
That's right.
But on a show, when asked, would they pay any money to rehabilitate their dogs, they both proudly said what, Dave?
No number is too small for them to open
exactly.
their wallet.
No number. Now, Jordana, I heard today, I was kind of in and out. Somehow she had her dog at Mall of America. What's the dog policy at Mall of America?
I don't know. Do we have an event?
I don't know. Was she bringing the dog there to give the dog to someone? Because her and her partner seemingly don't care about them.
That's possible.
When I told Adam what I spent on Charlie the last few years of life, he about had a heart attack. And I would have spent quadruple because I loved him so much. On my phone. Hold on. From a picture my son sent me.
Is Charlie still there?
10 months ago. I could add my son and his bride. I could add Q. I could add you. Nope. It's this picture of Charlie, who we lost this summer, turning and looking at us, and every other member of the family has Charlie on their phone.
Do you want to take a photo of me and switch it out?
No.
The time's right?
No. Mm-mm. Then we have Darusha, who's just automatically, it's like a once-a-week staple. Stop bringing your dogs out. I don't like your dogs. Don't bring your dogs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, I mean, the hatred he showed towards him on his previous job was unbelievable. This goes too far. 56% of dog owners believe their pup is their soulmate. Okay, calm down. Honestly. What? Okay, no. No.
Who's to say, Chan? Who are you to judge?
I'm willing to say it right now. Again, right here. I'm going to look at my phone again. There's Charlie. I have a picture of Charlie in the main room. I have a picture of Charlie in the bathroom. I miss him all the time. Hunter's dog, Gates. Love Gates. Gates was essential to our fun on Thanksgiving. He was great. Did I buy Gates a couple toys? Yes, I did. I do not believe Charlie, Gates, Nicholas, Watson, Seve, many of these dogs named after golfers, of course, were my soulmate. Am I now out of the loving dog community?
You might be. I'm sure many would like you excommunicated right now from that community. Is the photo of the pup that's in the bathroom, you said?
It is.
Is that of Charlie going to the bathroom? Because that would be tremendous.
I want to
do that right now. I want to take a photo of Dylan using the facilities in the yard and hang it above the toilet.
I should have that, and that I will have to ask the family in our group chat if anybody has a picture of Charlie going to the bathroom, and I will put that. It's actually something that someone did for us. And by the way, the one picture that's in the main room, that's from Rena.
Oh, that's right, when Charlie passed.
When Charlie passed, Rena bought it over. That's not the deal. I mean, I have plenty of pictures. I love him. I miss him all the time. I didn't look into his eyes, though, as many times I laid with him and was allergic to him and didn't give a damn one bit. Didn't look at Charlie at any point and say, Charlie, you're my soulmate.
Well, you got to say it in dog voice.
Okay.
Say, go ahead. Charlie, I rough through.
Well, I do love him and I miss him, but he's not my soulmate. Okay. Dylan. Is Dylan not Lindsay? Not your children? Not your parents? Not Jason to Russia? Is Dylan your soulmate?
Perfectly honestly, he gets me in a way that others can't, Chad.
Yeah. Well, you're very complex. You're very complicated.
I come home and he knows just what I need every day, every night. Can already tell just by the look on my face whether it's been a good day or a bad day. Typically with this place,
can't.
Typically
stop.
It's usually bad.
No, he can't.
He can.
No, he can't. Stop.
Comes over, gives me a little shoulder rub if I need it. And we just kind of look at each other. We don't, you know, it's one of those things. A word not nary be spoken, Chad.
Okay.
We can just look at each other's eyes and we know how we're feeling.
I didn't think nary was going to come up today, but very good. I'm proud of you.
Nary a word be spoken. That's how I meant to phrase that.
So, like today, will Dylan give you extra care because he really liked how you nailed overrated, underrated, properly rated? And when the former governor said BS and literally said it on air and you hit the dump button, will he give you credit for that?
I think he will.
He will?
He'll understand. He'll give me a nice pat on the back, rubbing behind the ears a little bit.
Okay, I'd like that photo. Okay. Can you bring that in tomorrow? Dylan, and you're like, you're getting a massage.
Way to go, buddy.
And you're getting a massage. You have like a sheet draped over you.
Mm-hmm.
And Dylan is wherever you're in particular need, giving you a massage.
Yeah, he's got his head leaned down towards my ear.
How's the pressure?
This is, okay, thank you. I don't know why it still kills me. You do the dog voice. Again, I'm 12. We both agree it's utter nonsense, right? It's
you agree.
Yes, you do too. You absolutely do. Yeah. How about this one? And again, I love dogs.
And sound like it.
Yes, I do. 81% believe that fate brought them together with their dog. Go ahead. Tell me, Dave, do you believe fate brought you and Dylan together? Where did you guys get Dylan?
We got him from a rescue, Coco's Heart Rescue. They're based out of Hudson. They are tremendous.
I've heard of it.
Yes, they're absolutely wonderful. My sister-in-law has been fostering with them now for many, many years as well, too. But fate? Maybe.
It's hard to quantify, right?
And, yeah.
You know,
we've had him for, about 12 years now. And at the time, we were thinking, well, let's have kids first. We'll have kids first, then we'll have the dog, because we've always heard, you know, it's much more difficult to introduce a kid to a dog because you never know how the dog's going to react. So,
right.
And we were struggling to have a child, going through IVF and all that nightmare for years. And I looked outside one day, saw somebody walking their dog, and turned to Lindsay and said, you know what? To hell with it. Let's get the dog now.
Yeah.
Why are we waiting? Let's get the dog.
Right.
So
love
we searched
it.
All over. We went through different places, you know, looked at, you know, Coco's Heart, looked at other rescues, you know, their websites, photos, and boom, that's the one that stuck to us. That's the one that struck us.
I do believe there are times you can be wherever you might be and you are drawn to a certain dog for whatever reason.
Divine intervention.
Whatever reason, right? Where dog's especially friendly to you. The dog is on its own over there. It's kind of menopausing like Adam Carter every third, fourth day, you know, and you go over there. Do you believe in fate overall in life?
I believe in free will. I don't know if that contradicts.
See, I'm identical to you because I absolutely believe in free will. But there are times I wonder about why was I there at that time?
There was a moment that happened in our family just last week that feels incredibly like it was one of those things where somebody set this in motion to happen.
Yeah. I think you still can be a believer in free will, that everything isn't plotted out by Scorsese, right? And then still feel like, that really happened? You know? Okay. Before we get too deep in this, I want to get back to the soulmate part of it. Yes or no, and elaborate and call in. Do you believe your dog is your soulmate? Not your partner, not your best friend, but your dog is your soulmate. Do you want to explain? Do you want to defend? Or do you want to say this is utterly ridiculous? Chime in. Noted dog hater will join us before the show ends. Jason DeRussia here on CCO. Are you sure the change is coming with the Vikings?
Sort of feels like it.
New quarterback, is that what you're alluding to?
New quarterback.
GM.
New GM.
Are you suggesting the head coach could be in trouble after this year?
It's possible. Everything's on the table.
Have you witnessed the Wilfs looking at Kevin
O'Connell? I don't think they're looking at him the same way right now. I wouldn't put money on it.
I would like to see
gotta be on the table.
Post-game KOC talking to the team just once. Can we? I mean, all
when
the,
they lose?
When they lose. Why can't we see? We got Ben Johnson, your team, taking his shirt off the other day.
Yeah. Well,
there was some bet about it.
Are we? I don't know that there will be wholesale change. I do wonder. I mean, it's been bad. It's been real bad. But who knows?
I think the GM's in deep trouble. I really do. Because the draft.
Well, he's had no significant draft wins.
No. So. Chad, with cats, is called the cat distribution system. When someone cat finds its way to a loving home, especially when it's unexpected, I would hazard a guess the karma works the same way with dogs, matching them with the perfect owner. Is it possible the reason why you are a dog hater is you haven't found your dog soulmate quite yet?
I just think it's wonderful that we have created a society of humans that are such social weirdos that they have no ability to form relationships with other human beings, and that
they already have a soulmate. Why do they need that?
Yeah. Is the next story going to be about people whose, you know, plants are their soulmate?
Are you against that?
Why are you, Chad Hartman, elevating the weirdos? Why are you giving them such a voice? Why are you giving them such attention? Is it that you, yourself, are a weirdo?
That's a given.
Yeah.
I don't think any of my
dogs
are my
soulmates. Is it possible that you're I don't know. I don't know about
I do.
That.
I'm fairly convinced. None of my dogs. I loved him.
It's a little weird.
Unlike
right?
you hate him. Okay.
I do love dogs. Other people's. When they're kept
Dave,
at home.
Dave,
I had a real tender moment with my friend, Sonny's dog yesterday. Ada loves me.
Yeah.
Loves me.
When the dog was outside and you were inside?
No, we were both in Sonny's house.
Yeah.
Where
same
the
room?
The dog belongs.
Yeah. In the kennel?
Yeah, of course. Naturally. I mean, place where dogs belong.
Okay, so I did jump into the Times story with Tim Pawlenty.
Yes.
And my assessment of this was somewhat similar to Rick Capella.
Yes.
And his viewpoint that if you've studied Minneapolis, it was a pretty darn good summation.
Very good, yes.
Of what has happened.
Yes.
And if you know what's going on, you're like, okay, I knew that. But if you didn't, it gave some details, certainly with a perspective like all documentaries do. I thought yesterday's Time story was a very good review of what has happened with a couple quotes on the Democrats and maybe the Smalleys and looking the other way. But as far as fresh, new fraud material, there was nothing in there.
Correct.
And I
which is fine. Like
that is fine.
Because that's part of what the national media does.
Sure.
What's happening with the usual kind of social media agitators is they are acting like, finally, the media covers this. And you're like, you know what, you guys, you are such frauds.
It's
like, shut up.
It's unbelievable because another fraudulent part of it is the conservative agitators in this are so excited the New York Times covered it.
Oh, they love the Times.
If it was a story that was critical, one of the guys.
News.
Oh, that liberal rag.
Yeah.
And again, suggesting.
Why does it take the Times? Where's the local media been? Like, oh my God.
Suggesting outlets haven't covered this story.
Crazy.
Including our two shows in particular is pure lunacy.
And a lot of, frankly, you know, 3 years ago, I would have told you that local television news has sort of abandoned its mission of doing investigative
work. Not on this one.
Not on this one. The last 3 years, it's been very good work. You know, I'd say I'm shocked, but I get it why Tim Walz will not take any responsibility. Because what I would like him to say would instantly be turned into nonstop attack ads. And it is just
that's
the reality
the,
of our
the game we play now.
It's the game. Silly. So like he should say, we were far too generous and far too trusting. And we are putting in practices to make sure this never happens again.
And the buck stops here.
But I'm the governor.
Yep.
And I take responsibility. Would be nice.
Do you see any realistic scenario where the Democrats would say, we might lose this governor's race because of this. We want you to step aside.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's something to pay attention to over the next 4 or 5 months. If more information comes out
right.
than what's out there now. Jason is going to take you home here on CCO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.